You're listening to CRI News. I'm Alex McNabb. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang is set to visit both North Korea and South Korea next week. Li is scheduled to stay in the North for 3 days before travelling to the South. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zheng Yu.
During his visit, Vice Premier Li Keqiang will hold talks with leaders of both countries and exchange ideas on bilateral ties as well as international and regional issues of common concern. We believe the visit will further boost the development of China's relations with the two countries.
The Vice Premier's trip comes amid heightened multilateral diplomacy in recent weeks connected to North Korea's nuclear program. Meanwhile, the US State Department now says that it will hold nuclear talks with North Korea as well. The State Department says next week's planned discussions are a continuation of the exploratory meeting that have been taking place in recent months. The US side says it wants to see if there has been enough movement towards implementing an agreement set out in 2005. If there is, there could be broader talks. In recent months, North Korea has signalled that it is unconditionally ready to return to negotiations for the potential denuclearisation of the Korean Peninsula. 8 Chinese provincial governors, their 6 American counterparts, and hundreds of representatives have gathered in Beijing to attend the second China-US Governors Forum as a platform to promote peer-to-peer discussions between US governors and their Chinese counterparts. The forum will explore opportunities in promoting practical cooperation between the two sides, especially with regards to local economic development and job creation. The China-US Governors Forum is a reciprocal event, the first of which was held in Utah in the United States last July. Mainland and Taiwan negotiators have now finished their initial talks on cross-strait cooperation in nuclear power safety. The discussions in Tianjin yesterday have paved the way for the official signing of the cooperation agreement later today. Chiang Ping-kung is the top negotiator from the Taiwan side.
Confrontation has made way for peace. Previously closed doors have now been opened. I believe cooperation across the straits will be fruitful, and I think this round of talks will continue on the road we have cemented in the past. That is, economy comes ahead of politics. Easy issues come ahead of hard problems.
The signing of an agreement on nuclear power cooperation is expected to lead to the establishment of a nuclear safety reporting system between the two sides. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Afghanistan for an unannounced visit. Clinton is due to meet with Afghan President Hamid Karzai later on this Thursday in Kabul. It's believed that Clinton is there to try to find some way to revive reconciliation efforts with the Taliban. Clinton is also expected to talk with Karzai about a long-term strategic framework with Afghanistan, which could be signed sometime before the year's end. Embattled Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh now says that he wants Europe and the United States involved in any transfer of power in his country. In comments aired on Yemeni television, Saleh says that he's ready to sign off on a Gulf Cooperation Council brokered deal for him to relinquish his power. However, he now says that he wants the GCC, European and the US, guarantees that the deal will be implemented by the opposition. The deal would see him give up his presidency in exchange for immunity from prosecution. The central government here in China is now pushing to establish a social credit system across the country. The plan is to create a national record of people's official actions when it comes to things like business deals, applications, and academic work. This way, people across the country would be able to check up on people that they're working with to make sure that they're reputable. The central authorities are also planning on setting up a type of social credit rating agency to try to root out cheats. The Beijing municipal government has brought in new rules to allow more people to have access to low-rent housing. Starting in December, low- and middle-income earners, new employees, and people without a Beijing registration who have worked in the capital for a number of years will be eligible to apply for a public rental housing agreement. Successful applicants will be able to live in the low-rent apartments for 5 years. Under the new rules, the rents will only be slightly lower than their neighbours. However, successful applicants will get subsidies according to their income level and the size of their apartments. For CRI News, I'm Alex McNabb.